The plot of the musical She Loves Me involves a handsome young salesman named George, who was a star at the small cosmetics shop where he worked. Kevin Kraft plays George.
You were married. How could you tired of living in...
George is an early 30s bachelor in Hungary, and it's very unusual for a man to be in his 30s and be a bachelor at that time. This is 1937, around there. And he is looking for love.
Amalia, a new hire, threatened George's status at the store.
Yes!
During her first day at work, Amalia persuaded a customer to buy one of the new musical cigarette boxes. It started a competitive and mutually despising relationship between George and Amalia. Bring O'Malley plays Amalia.
She's a big bookworm. She's an intellectual. And in the 1930s, it wasn't really, it's acceptable, but, you know, not like it is today where it is encouraged for a young woman to be, you know, educated and well-read and so intellectual. And she, so it kind of isolates her in her life. She's very alone. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't have that many friends. She's close to her mother, and that's about it.
Outside of work, both George and Amalia are engrossed with their secret pen pals. Little did they know, the person they were so in love with on paper turned out to be the person they most despised in life, each other. The musical is an adaptation of a play by Hungarian playwright Miklos Laszlo, with music and lyrics by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick, who later had even greater success with Fiddler on the Roof. The original musical opened on Broadway in the 1960s. Arena Stage brought the charming musical to Washington, D.C., with its uniquely designed set and costumes, and the performers selected from all over the U.S. She Loves Me later inspired the popular romantic comedy film You've Got Mail. Nancy LeMenage, who plays the saleswoman Rita in the musical, says, "The play's simple message gives the show its lasting appeal."
Well, I think because it's about love, and I think that's, you know, if you look at great songs and great movies and great novels and great musicals, they're always written about love as the base of it. The reason things keep getting written with that subject is because people relate to it.
As the rosy-colored set suggests, this show has a happy ending. George and Amalia finally fall in love with each other. For producer Cheng Xiaohong, Elaine Liu, VOA News.
Wangwang 英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。